talking about yard upkeep, could you tell me about some of the equipment that you would use to take care of your yard and garden?
Well, possibly a lawnmower would be one of the things you use to cut the grass. You might use an edger. You would probably use a hoe or a rake. You possibly might use a saw, or you might use some hedge clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, a rake, I'm thinking of some other hand tools for working around flowers, you know.
What did you say?
Hand tools for working around flowers. Might consist of a spatula or a little spade or something.
Do you have a name? Are you familiar with one that just has maybe three sharp prongs?
Yes, I was trying to think of the name of that thing. I want to say ground softener, you know. I can't think of a technical name for it right now.
Would it be something like a hand fork? Or
well, yes.
Kind of thing?
I suppose so.
So you've heard it called a
hand fork?
Yeah, I was just trying to get you to say it for the record, since you've heard of it. You mentioned a mower. You really don't see these around much anymore, but the kind that you actually had to push to get the blades to turn. Do you distinguish that from the kind you see mostly nowadays that's operated by the gasoline engine?
Yes, I guess you would say that those old kinds more or less were hand mowers, hand-powered mowers. Wherein the others now are motor-driven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for the kind that if you're really fancy and have a big yard, you actually sit down and ride around on?
Yeah, well, I'm riding more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you have a garden, you might use one of these things that's, again, run by a motor, gasoline-powered, that has a blade, you know, that dig up the ground for you. You just...
Yeah, a rototiller.
Mm-hmm. You ever use one of those?
Yes, I have.
I guess a handy little device. And you mentioned the rake. Are there different kinds of rakes depending on whether you use it in the dirt or the leaves?
Well, you have what is known as a lawn rake. You usually use that for leaves. Things of that sort. Then you actually have a garden rake that you usually use for leveling or for getting big rocks or other debris from an area that you're trying to clean up. And then, of course, there's a potato rake, you know.
Potato rake?
Yes.
I haven't heard of that.
You
tell me about it.
Being from Troy, Alabama, you never heard of it.
City boy.
Yeah. It's a rake with about four prongs to it. They're long prongs, maybe they have come over, but this part is long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so that when you get a good grip on it and you know, get ready to get into the soil, you go down to where the potatoes are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in an effort to dig them up so that you don't, you know, pierce the potatoes.
Sounds reasonable. I really
hadn't
heard
that. So that's what they call a potato rake. It only has, some of them have about four or five prongs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nearly as long as a garden rake. It's maybe no more than about that wide, but the teeth are pretty long.
Yeah. Sounds like a pretty useful instrument.
Yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned saw. What about a kind of saw that's run by an engine? If you wanted to cut something up fast, you'd use one of these.
Yeah, power saw.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Well, you've got a chainsaw that's run by it could be gasoline or electric.
Mm-hmm. Power saw and power chainsaw, the same thing.
Well, a chainsaw would be more or less used to cut trees or wood, heavy timber. And a power saw would be more or less used to cut boards for carpentry work or for building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, talking about something different. Could you name as many different cuts of beef as come to mind?
Okay. Steak, stew beef. Ribs, the beef ribs.
Mm-hmm.
You have ground beef. You could have